the Maitre that told about a Yid who went to a doctor in New York. The doctor examined him and he saw that he had on his arm the numbers that the Nazi Yimach Shemam tattooed onto his arm. So he asked this Yid, how did you survive? How did you make it through the death camps, all the tsaros and the yisurim of the Holocaust? So the Yid answered him, I made it through with atza nigleisa. So the doctor says, what does this mean, atza nigleisa? So he says, I went through, I saw millions of people killed, I saw my family killed, I came in a cattle cart to Treblinka, I survived the selection, I got sent to a barracks, and I met a couple of friends, and we tried to do mitzvahs, and we knew that the Yomim Leiroyim were coming, and we wanted a daven, and I was the only one who remembered the tefillahs of the Yomim Leiroyim by heart. So I was appointed to write them down so that we could daven on Rosh Hashanah. So every night after I came back from labor, I was broken and tired and exhausted. I took out a pen and paper that we had smuggled into the locker, and I would write a little bit more the tefillahs of Rosh Hashanah. I was in the middle of writing the Tzillah of Shoifarois that begins Ata Nigleisa Ba'anan Kevoidecha Al Har Sinai. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, revealed yourself to an Onan by Har Sinai. And I was in the middle of writing that, and all of a sudden a Nazi broke into the barracks and he shined a flashlight on me and he grabbed me and he schlepped me into the office of the commander, and I knew that my days were probably numbered. For writing down a Jewish prayer in the concentration camp, you would be shot to death or hanged. So the Nazi looks at me with a sinister look. He says, what are you writing over there? So I figured, what's the difference? They're going to kill me anyway. So I told him, I'm writing a prayer for Rosh Hashanah, and I explained to him that God revealed himself to the Jewish people in a cloud, and he starts to laugh at me and he says, a cloud? This is what you're still believing in? The only cloud you know is the cloud of smoke over the gas chambers. What are you talking about, you fool? So I figured for sure the next step he would send me to the gallows. And he says to me, you know what I'm going to do to you? He says, you have a beautiful handwriting. I'm going to make you my secretary. Because as I move up in the ladder, in the military, I need to send letters to Berlin, to Gestapo headquarters, and I think your handwriting will help me along. So the Yid tells the doctor, you know, I survived the concentration camps because Ata Nigleisa Banan Kevoidecha. In the cloud of darkness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to me. I found that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed to me in what would appear to be a cloud of darkness. But nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And he found a way to help me live, and that's how I survived. I want to tell you another story. A story about a Yid by the name of Yehusiel Moshe Fuchs. He also survived the Holocaust. But here's a story about a different type of a cloud. After the war, many Yidden who were freed or escaped from the concentration camps were roaming through Europe looking for a place to stay, looking for a safe haven. And at the same time, there were many Nazis who knew their days were numbered. There were Russian troops, American troops, hunting them down. Many of the Nazis disguised themselves as Jews, gave themselves a bris, so they could claim that they were Jewish. So for the Yidden walking around in the forest, trying to find a town, a house, a place to live, a place to rest, they had to deal with the danger that the Americans and the Russians were worried about Nazis camouflaged as Jews. So this Yid, by Fuchs, was captured by a group of Russian soldiers. And he and a group of his friends were taken to the headquarters. They were ushered into the commander's office, and they were treated like they were Nazis. As they're sitting there in front of this this Russian high-ranking military officer, it happened to be Shabbos. And he offers them a cigarette. And he had high quality, very special cigarette. And he asked them, would they like a cigarette? And each one refused it. And he says, these are the best cigarettes. You can barely get them. Chaperein. And each one refuses. And he says to them, it's an insult to me if you don't take my cigarettes. If you don't take my cigarettes, I'll kill every one of you. And they're adamant in their refusal. After everything they've been through, they've survived the Nazis. Now they have to deal with this Russian military officer who wants to kill them for not smoking on Shabbos. And he turns to them, he says, so what do you want? He said, we would like 2 complete rolls of bread. At that point, the Russian officer gets up, closes the door, he breaks into tears, and he says to them, now I know that you're Jews. Only a Yid could refuse a cigarette and ask for Lechem Mishnah. I'm also a Jew. And I am Ben Achar Ben of Reb Levi Yitzchak of Berditchev. And I know that he used to be Melamed Zchus on Klal Yisrael. And then I want to share in his limud chus that all of you are living in a terrible cloud. Your lives are clouded over by tzoras, by torture, by what you went through and what we put you through today. And you have shined a light in this darkness of Kvod Shamayim. So Rabbi say, sometimes we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to us through the darkness. And sometimes we as Yidden can shine a light of Kvod Shamayim through the darkness that we have to deal with. And this is l'maisa true with all of us. Baruch Hashem, don't deal with the Nazis, but every single one of us has to deal with whatever darkness Golus places upon us. There are Bochrim who deal with issues with their Mishpacha, the Bochus who deal with issues with themselves, the Bochus who are challenged with all sorts of misyoinus. I got a letter this week from a Bocher who learned in the yeshiva many years ago. And he shared with me how I had once spoken about something in Shir, or in Musar Seder, and it was an Aveira he was dealing with for years. And the pain and the frustration of trying to blight the Ben Torah, to stay in learning despite the oil that he felt that he had brought upon himself by his Avedus. We all deal with a cloud. We all have a challenge to be Me'oirer ourselves, to reveal the Shechinah through whatever cloud there is. When Shlomo HaMelech built the Beit HaMikdash, it says that there was an onan that filled the Kodesh, and Koyanim could not go into the Kodesh because there was an onan. And Shlomo HaMelech David HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he said, Hashem Omar Lishchoy Bo'arofel, Rabbi Nishom, you want to live in a cloud? Bonoi bonisi beis vulach mochay l'shift echalikim. I built for you a beis hamikdash, a place where you can live. Rabbanisham, take away the cloud and help us live with you without the darkness. We all have a shtikla cloud in our lives, whether it's our nisyonos or our challenges. Whatever it is, we all have our challenge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. To be able to be Megala the Shechina, to be able to say, Atat Niglesa Banan Kvaidecha, we can be Megala the Shechina through the Yonon. Shlomo HaMelech says, Bonoi Bonisi Beis Volach, Rebbeinu, you want to live in a cloud, but we want to live in a Beis HaMikdash. And that's our top gift. Each person in his own way can break through whatever the Siyonis he has and can build in his heart his own Beis HaMikdash. And his own Avodah can become a Mizbeach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And each one of us can shine the light that will one day radiate and radiate through the Gans Klal Yisroel. It will be Zeicher that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will build a new Beis HaMikdash in Mashiach. Amen.